flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If we are doing that on Radio Row, the first day, everyone will look over and go, what the hell was that? Yeah. It's the second day
right. When
they're like, all right.
What about the fourth day?
Yeah, well, the fourth day.
They'll
is,
be ready for us to go by
yeah.
the fourth day.
Yep. Security's going to get us out of there.
Yep. Yeah. Before we get to the top 5 at 5, final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination online at marks-jewelers.com. What would you rather be heading into a playoff game, the better team or the hotter team? 71.8% at the better team, 28.4% the hotter team, 0% phone calls hotter team today. We normally do it at 5, but we're going to do it right now.
It's the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So what happened today? I could not get over the Eagles selling the snow from the game on Sunday. And Slay after the game, or Slay yesterday, was blown away by it. He's like, only in this city could they sell out of selling snow.
Right.
It's unbelievable. It's the best city on earth.
Yep.
So happy today, 5 other things that Philly sports teams could have sold throughout the year and gotten people to buy. Number 5 is the tobacco spit from the 93 Phillies.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that is
imagine
disgusting.
That team, Macho Row. I mean they're packing like lippers, man. Like real back lippers. When men were men, you could see I don't want to say the
I know what you're saying.
The bulge.
Yeah.
But
what?
You can see it in the, you know.
Yeah. Well, Lenny had so much the tobacco would come out of his mouth.
Oh,
like,
my gosh,
you would see
yeah.
the strands out of his mouth that he would pack so
yeah,
much
yeah.
into his. Because it wasn't lip. It was in his cheek.
Yeah, the cheek.
When you saw the cheek started to pop out, that's when you knew you really got in there.
By the way, the 93.
When the cheeks pop out, boy, watch out.
Yeah, exactly right.
Hail. 93 Phillies could have sold some of the vitamins, too.
I'm sure they could.
Yeah.
Would have done very well. The 4 things other Philly sports teams could have sold. Now, the Eagles missed an opportunity this year. They easily could have sold Nick Sirianni's hair, the shaved hair.
Oh, yes.
Come on, man. The amount of money, this is individual locks.
Yeah. No, but They couldn't have sold it in the moment.
Yeah, no, nobody was thrilled at the time.
Yes.
That took some foresight, okay? Yeah. You had to collect the hair. Because, again, I'm envisioning him just standing there in front of some locker in the middle of the hallway, just like, yes.
Jack,
scaring all the players as they walk by. Like, what's going on with the head?
What is he doing?
I'm telling you, it's like Full Metal Jacket. He's like Private Pile sitting on the toy. Jack, if... We tried this once before. If they win the Super Bowl, do you shave your head?
I don't want to shave my head.
Okay. No. All right. You're not.
You want to shave your head.
Yeah, I'm dying to. Yeah. I haven't had a haircut in months. Just so I can get fed up enough to shave it off.
And exactly right. Yeah. I don't want to shave my head.
Okay.
Yeah. It's one. Yeah. I do a lot of radio bits.
Yeah, I know. No. I know. It's fair.
Well,
fair.
Yes. Yeah. Not one.
Well, not really a lot.
Not a lot.
You did one.
And
one
I'm making Buzz do the other one. Hopefully.
Driving.
As long as they win. Yep. That's going to be a big one.
That'll be a big one.
Yeah. Yep. Send Buzz up there. Third other things that Philly sports team could have sold. The Eagles, if they just got the asphalt from T.O.'s driveway when he's doing the sit-ups.
I'd have bought that.
The asphalt.
That would have sold out. You know, the T.O. sat here.
Was he on a sit-up, what's it called? Was he doing it on the drive? One of the rack things?
Weight things, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I think so.
That would be a great piece of memorabilia.
I think he had one of those weight benches where you put your feet under the thing. And
yes.
You do the, I think he was.
And you got some twists in there?
Yeah.
So you really get the full crunch?
I'd have bought the asphalt.
What's amazing, that was 20 years ago, and he still looks the same.
No, he's crazy, man.
Yep.
He's crazy. When he says he can still play...
I believe
he can still play.
I mean,
I'm gonna tell you, he can. But he believes he can.
Well, that went on for a few years after he retired. It's like, well, we could call T.O.
Well, him and Herschel Walker both think they could still play in the NFL.
Yeah, Herschel's not wrapped tight.
Yeah.
Don't think
so. Just leave it at that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it is.
The second other thing that Philly sports teams could have sold, and this is courtesy of Tasty Kick Dom, our guy.
Okay.
And it's a great entry. The fog from the fog bowl.
What would they capture it in, man?
I don't know.
They'd be like, do not open the package or the fog will escape.
Like, what are they capturing it in?
That'd be something that you could place that on your mantle.
You know what I'm going to do? I am going to create a box, a sealed box. I'm going to put it on eBay and say in the box is fog from the fog bowl and see if I can get $20 for it.
Well, I'm not the smartest guy,
yep.
But what is fog made of? What is that? Is that like
it's just moisture?
Moisture, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So is that something that can be captured?
I don't think you can capture fog, but I'm not sure. I'd like to find out.
You can make fog.
You can make fog, but I don't know if you can like maintain fog.
Well, but if they open the box, the fog will escape. They will have never known anyway.
So you need one of those glass cases where you just see it.
Instead of a snow globe, maybe they make a fog globe.
I like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
But the number one thing that Philly sports teams could have sold is pixie dust from Wilt's 100-point game. Never happened. They could have sold pixie dust.
That's where you're wrong. Somewhere in my basement, in the storage.
Oh, is that the wood from the floor?
Yes, I have
you got the wood in your basement,
I got the wood in my basement.
So, can I tell you? So, I have one of those, too. It's that it came with the cardboard thing with the picture of Wilt and then the block of
the
wood.
Were you at the game?
The 100-point game?
No.
Oh, no, they gave it away. Yeah. Well, yes.
I was there.
But here's,
I think I was there.
Here's the thing.
I still remember. Is it March 13th?
Yes.
They gave that stuff away.
You said that way too fast.
I said that way too fast.
I think it's March 2nd.
They gave those things away so many different times. And then when you go into the Sixers facility in Camden.
March 2nd.
Behind the desk in the front desk, they also have a giant thing of the floor.
Yeah. And you have to start. Big.
Well, you have to start thinking like,
How many courts were there?
Yeah, is this as real as the 100-point game, this little block of wood?
Well, they didn't give out 20,000 pieces of wood, did they?
I think they did, didn't
they? So everybody got one?
Yes, and that they still.
I think a couple years ago they gave out more. Like when I went to the game on the anniversary of it in 22.
Yeah.
They're starting to make up wood.
Yeah. Just like they made up the 100-point game.
Yeah.
Was that 2012? So what year did it happen?
So it happened in 1962.
So it had to be 2012. Was that the 50-year
anniversary? Yeah. Yes, because you probably got it, Jack, at the 60-year anniversary.
I went to the 60-year anniversary one. And famously.
Oh, my goodness.
The day of.
Were you here for that?
No, I was in New York.
Did a top five reasons the 100
the Wilt didn't score 100 points.
On the anniversary?
Yes. It was like a damn... Well, everybody's going to the damn game listening to the show, including the Chamberlain family, probably.
With the dead series arguments as to why. He was 28-32 that day. He's a 40% free throw shooter.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't add up. Look, we have to ask the important questions about history. Yeah. Because as Joe Giglio once claimed, everything prior to the internet, all history prior to the internet is fake. Because it's just what people told you happened.
Yeah, it's just hearsay.
Yeah, it's just hearsay.
Oh, we rolling with Joe Giglio's theory now? Is that what we're doing?
No.
Is that what we're doing? Okay.
I'm just saying, where's the video?
All right.
You know?
I have not seen the video.
Right.
Videos of everything else.
Yeah. Really, shoots 50% from the free throw line, and one day just accidentally goes 28-32.
Yeah, oops, yeah.
And whoops. Come on. Do we really believe that's what happened? I don't think so.
The NBA was struggling. They needed something that was larger than life. I know.
We'll get to... Oh, no. We have a mouthy Commanders fan
on
hold.
Yeah, he's the GOAT.
Yeah, we'll get to that right after Ike tells you about... I think the Surfside.
No.
No?
Nope.
You sure?
Well, I don't have one.
You sure? Well, we love Surfside iced tea and vodka. I think you might. No?
No.
Well, give me 1 second. I mean, you do. Give me 1 second.
All right. All right. So why don't we talk to Damon first? Damon in East Norton. You're on WIP. What's up, Damon?
Man, if y'all don't get y'all reads together, come on, man. Listen.
Don't you worry about our reads.
Yeah, why don't you worry about your football team?
Listen, y'all didn't even properly translate... Y'all ain't even properly translate Joe Witt, for real, for real. Because what he really said was, listen, when you go to a birdhouse, you expect some home cooking. All right? So we're not worried about the flags. We're not worried about the fines. If the Duke start twerking and he leaves the pocket, what's going to happen? We're going to take him to Pound Town.
Oh, hell
taking
no,
everybody
you
to
didn't.
Pound Town, baby.
No, you didn't. Yeah.
And then when Two Gloves the Juice Man come in, we're going to take him to Pound Town. Danny Tanner, we taking him to Pound Town too.
Danny
Sirianni
Tanner.
Get too close to, if Sirianni get too close to the sideline, we taking him out as well. That's all I'm saying. Look, I'm gonna keep it light on you today because I know we got time right now. But I got the four keys to the game. Four keys to the game tomorrow, Commander.
4-point system.
Give me your 4-point system. Oh, you rolled out.
I didn't do that.
Oh no, he went out on his own.
Nah, that seemed like an error.
Jack, did you whack him, Jack?
Yeah. Did you hang up on Damon? Oh, he was about to give us his 4-point commander system.
All right.
Well, Ike will tell you about Surfside.
I'm going to give you 4 points to stateside.
Yes, sir.
All right, Birds fans, we're talking Sunday. Championship game. This is what you need. Game day essential for Sunday. Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. Both absolutely delicious and available in the convenient variety pack. Now, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation. Surfside iced tea and vodka, the official cocktail of Philly sports. Ask for it at your local bars, liquor store, and grocery stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
No carbonation is how it's supposed to be.
It's how it's supposed to be, brother.
Iced tea does not have carbonation. Why would
exactly
you put that
right
in? Ridiculous. Why would anyone do that? Surfside does it right. Mad Mike. Unfortunately, you're on WIP.
Oh, Mad Mike, bring
hey,
us joy.
What's going on, everybody?
What's
bring
up,
us
bro?
Joy, Mad Mike, win the NFC Championship game again.
Yeah, you're going to lose it to an actual quarterback again. You know, Jaden is actually everything that Jalen wishes he could be. He's just like, oh, I wish I could have skills like throwing the ball. But I really, really wanted to call and say, hey, Spike, how's your love affair with Embiid doing, by the way? I just wanted to – did you still want to see it through?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, it sucks.
Great. I mean, it's going awesome for you. I mean,
no, it's not going well at all.
I mean, you could have traded him before we gave him that $193 million, but no, we had to be idiots about it.
You're right.
You're the one that's in the love affair with Embiid. You want?
I'm not in the love affair. I just don't hate the players in the town like you do.
No, I mean he deserves to be hated. Like not
no, he doesn't.
He's hurt all the time. What are you hating because his knee fell apart?
Well, anyway, it's because he had to go play in the Olympics to win a gold medal he didn't even deserve.
Oh, yeah. He looked great in New York. I'm sure it was the Olympics.
Anyway, so I just wanted to call and say I'm really looking forward to the Commanders winning so I can hear a bunch of people cry on Monday because that's my Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm going to be, you know, really hoping, rooting, and praying with Jack. Because I know Jack wants
to. Oh, no, I'm not in your camp. Easy over there.
Matt, Mike, got to give Howie a lot of credit this year. Great roster.
Yeah.
What's that?
Howie Roseman.
Oh, you dork.
Oh, come on, man.
No, I'm never going to like that rap.
You don't have to like it. You got to give him credit, though, for putting together a great roster.
No, dork.
God.
Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, miss you. Good talking to you.
Was that your first experience with Mad Mike?
No. He's called. I don't know how to handle Mad Mike because I don't.
He's trolling. Yeah, he's just trolling.
Yeah. It's hard to. Sometimes.
People still get mad about Mad Mike.
No, I don't get mad.
How can he get mad about him? He's not even a real person.
Yeah. He's not a real person.
He's not a real person. By the way, Quinion Mitchell, 4 participant.
Great news.
Where'd you get your information from earlier? You said he wasn't in practice.
Hey, dude, our idiot Eagles reporter tweeted that he wasn't there. Okay?
He's not in practice, but he's a full participant.
You talk to Elliot, Mr. He's too busy looking up Joe Burrow's stupid stats or whatever. So Quinion, full participant. Jalen, full participant.
Good news.
No Goddard, no Juergens.
Ooh.
Goddard's an ankle, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he finished the game.
Yeah, Goddard ankle and Juergens back. Fred Johnson had a personal matter did not practice.
Okay.
Big game. Covey is a limited participant.
I'd like to have Covey in there for punt returns.
Yeah.
Well, we can't have.
Let me see if you feel that way after Sunday.
Look,
you and Merrill.
I've had enough. What's his name?
Cooper.
He can't track. I'm not confident with Cooper DeJean back there. That's all I'm saying. Not confident. More confident with Covey.
More confident than Cooper?
As a punt returner?
As a football player.
Yes. Well, not as a you're tricking me.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, Covey, right. Well, I just like when
I'm nervous when Covey's back there.
I'm nervous
when
Cooper.
It's like a pinball machine back there.
He's a human crash dummy. But I like when the link goes, Coop.
That's okay. Intercept the ball. Stop dropping him. Then everybody will Coop.
That's a good point.
He was sick about that.
Yeah. Okay. The Commander's 4-point system. All right, Damon, go ahead.
The 4-point system.
Okay.
First off, is the mind. All right. How do we infect the mind? First thing, I want American History X Sirianni. All right. I want him to call him ball head. I want him ready. And we're gonna turn into daddy daycare. All right.
American History X.
Ballhead.
Yeah, I saw the movie. It's just a weird thing to compare him to. Okay, all right, go ahead.
All right, we're going to make AJ, we control the mind. How do we do that? Make AJ sit up, become a librarian on the sideline. What we do? Jalen, make sure that he sees different looks, and what are you going to do? Start seeing ghosts. Then the next thing you know is the body. Step number two, the body, taking the pound town. We already talked about that. Step number three, the heart. Now, this one I'm a little sensitive about. This is Saquon. All right? He's literally the heart of the NFL, and y'all let him down. And unfortunately, we got to perform open-heart surgery tomorrow. Not tomorrow, Sunday. But still, we're going to take care of that. Saquon, when you're ready, you could be like the rest of the great Eagles and come down and be a commander. All right? And the last one is the soul, and that comes to the fans. Now, how are we going to take the fans? We're going to suck the soul out of that stadium.
Pause.
Cameras.
Easy.
Easy. We're going to suck the soul out of the stadium.
Oh, he did it twice.
Did it again. What are you going to do? I couldn't hear you, David. What are we going to do?
We're going to put the screen on Joel Embiid in the suite having fun with Joshua Harris. Matter of fact, y'all should be happy right now that Joshua Harris is finally bringing a quarterback to Philadelphia that's a winner wearing a number 5 jersey. That's what y'all should be happy
about.
This is
going to be awesome.
Have you ever stopped being awesome? Has he ever stopped being awesome? Joshua Harris, thank you for what you have done to Philadelphia. They didn't give you an appreciation day. They're going to give you appreciation day come Sunday. I guarantee it. We're going to show you. We're going to show you in the stadium. When we cheer, we're showing y'all who the rules.
Wow. What do you think of his 4-point system?
Man, I've been waiting years for the Commanders to be relevant, for Damon and his trash talk to actually have an impact. And this is what he comes up with.
He compared Nick Sirianni to the white supremacist in American History X. That's a little rough.
That was rough.
Yeah.
That was rough. That's what I mean. Not used to trash talk.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't really know.
He shaved his head. He's not a skinhead. There are other people you could compare it to.
I'm just saying, Damon, he's trying to find his way through this thing.
Yeah, because it was cute when they were bad.
Yes.
Will we hear from him next week if the Eagles win this game?
Nah, probably not.
No,
I don't think so. I mean, I can call him. We'll get.
We should call him.
He definitely. Yeah, he can't run from us.
No. Yeah. Hopefully tomorrow he brings a little more.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Oh, today's question is your favorite toy as a kid. I've got nothing. Yoshi in Brewery Town.
Yeah. I swear to God, I was waiting. I swear.
That is, I didn't think of that.
I did with him. I swear, you never know with him.
He's been something else this week, man. I mean, he's always something else, but this week he's been dangerous. I just stare at the dump button and the hang up button while
so
he's on
Jack.
There.
He's staring at it, don't know when to push it.
Terrified. What's next?
Between Booger Fingers Fran and Tinkle Sprinkle Hands Jack Fritz, remind me to only dap up Spike and Ike if I ever meet you guys on location somewhere. Matt in Hamilton.
Dude, seriously. That is so true. Don't shake Jack's hand.
Well, okay, but if we shake Spike's hand, you're getting dead fished.
I do that. You just made that up, and that is BS. I don't dead fish anyone.
And I fully wash my hands in the bathroom.
That's a lie, though. The dead fish thing is not a real thing. It's pissing me off. Spritz.
I guess you just looked like a dead fish.
Talk to a Fritz over there. What's next?
I'm not saying that Spike loved the validation he got from Mike Mayock, but you could actually hear him light a cigarette after the segment ended. Tim in Newark.
Can I tell you an honest thing? After that segment, because he gave me validation twice. Mm-hmm. After that segment, I was taking my walk around the facility here, and I thought to myself, I want to email Mike Mayock and thank him for doing that. That was a legitimate thought that went through my head.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. It's sad. What's next?
I'm starting to come around to this guy. No idea what Baldy was talking about. Mike Mayock listening to Spike ask him a question.
We'll say, listen, Mike Mayock does respect your opinions, man.
He does. You know what? At least he answers the question that I ask without insulting me. Now, I don't mind the, hey, Ike, you know what I'm talking about on this, because Ike did play in the NFL.
I did.
And would understand, was an All-Pro.
I was for 1 year.
Yes, and does understand things at a much deeper level than I do. But you don't need to disrespect me.
I agree.
Yes. What's next?
Asking for a friend, is it more effective taking a blue chew before ramming it down their throats?
How about screw that? We're going to get bigger, stronger, and ram it down your throat.
Mark in Montco.
Did my pause make the air?
It did, yeah.
Mike just kept going.
Well, yeah,
he rolled right through the pause.
I looked over at Ike. I was like, "Did you just pause Mike Mayock?"
I did.
Yeah, he paused Larry Boa.
I did. Well, sometimes they're so egregious, I have to, man.
No, I know.
He's talking about ramming it down his throat. I couldn't let that go. Everybody was listening.
It's such a football comment, too.
Yeah.
Ram it down their throat.
Mike picked the Eagles, but spiritually picked the Commanders.
Oh, there's no doubt he did.
Yep. What's next?
After talking about it all week, the mayor appears on the afternoon show after I simply made a phone call to City Hall to make it happen. You're welcome! Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Didn't make a call to City Hall.
Yeah.
Somebody did.
Yeah, certainly not Kenny. I can tell you that much.
It's right down the street.
City Hall? Yeah. Yeah, right down there on Broad Street, right in the middle of the city there. Very beautiful city hall in Philadelphia.
I must agree.
Yeah, looking down the street, seeing the middle of the city in the middle of the city there.
Big takes only on this show.
What's that?
Big takes only.
Well, I'm just saying it's a good-looking city hall.
It's unique. Yes, Jack.
You have to go there. Did you have to go there? Oh, you didn't get married in Philadelphia, right, Jack? You got married in the suburbs.
Wow. Why would I get married in Philadelphia?
No, I got married. We had to go and...
Where's marriage license?
Yeah, I had to go to my marriage. You had to go get my marriage license. You had to go to City Hall to get it. Yeah. So we went to City Hall.
It's a good wedding, man.
It was a good. You had a good time.
Night, another right thing I wasn't invited to. Yeah,
I didn't even know you, Jack.
Didn't even exist, kid.
Yeah. Man, people drank a lot at my wedding.
We did.
A lot at my wedding.
It was free.
It was. Well, Howard paid for it. It wasn't free. It wasn't free for everyone. It was free for you. It was free for me. They did charge the balance on my credit card while I was on my honeymoon.
You were like, what the hell?
Dude, I was like, I saw that. You know how you get the alert on your phone when a charge comes through that's the wrong amount?
Yeah.
And I called them and I was like, did you think we were going to leave town? Unbelievable. Okay, so we do have Fritz at 6 coming up next.
Yeah. We also have to award a winner.
Oh, right, for next question. So next question today was for a pair of Coheed and Cambria tickets. Coheed and Cambria and Taking Back Sunday, August 25th, at the Highmark Skyline Stage at The Man. If you've ever been to The Man, there's The Man, and then up in the lawn, there's another stage. It's beautiful, and that's where that is. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. In 1957, Wham-O produced the first Frisbee today. So today's question was your best toy when you were a kid. What are the finalists, Jack?
So I think the biggest answer is the Nerf ball from my mortal enemy, Dustin in the Northeast. The Wiffle ball, the Super Soaker, big answer. Rubik's Cube, G.I. Joe, Simon Says.
So Nerf ball, Simon Says, Super Soaker feel like the biggest ones? What do you think?
Yeah, I like those. Oh, man. I got to go Nerf.
There you go. Nerf ball.
Dustin in the Northeast.
Yeah. There you go. He correctly identified that you spit when you talk.
All right. Well, listen, dead fish. When you see people tomorrow.
You're just making stuff up.
Give a firm handshake.
All right. Yeah. All right. 2-incher.
Oh, God. Here we go.
What are we talking about?
What's coming up in Fritz at 6?
Yeah, I'm just going to talk about you and your handshake.
All right.
Nah, I'm doing...
Skid mark.
Uh-oh.
That was someone else. So, no, Fritz at 6, I'm doing... Do you think the Eagles are going to win close or blow them out?
That's what you're doing?
Yeah, dude.
Couldn't think of anything today?
Nah.
Okay.
On the NFC Championship week? You
okay.
Me?
All right. And then TK. So Fritz at 6 is next, and then Tom Kelly. We will talk to you tomorrow. We will be at McGurk's in Royersford, or as our friend Wolfie said, we can call it ROFO.
Royersford.
So we'll be there, and we'll have t-shirts to give away, and our presence is gift enough. So we'll see you at McGurk's tomorrow. See you.